Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. Those are the opening words from our collect today. Easier said than done. Easier prayed for than lived into. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. Knowing our faults and our shortcomings, knowing what really weighs on our hearts and minds, the collect continues. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. Even now, when we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. We want to do that. We want to have our priorities in the right place, to hold on to those things that shall endure, to hold on to things noble and honorable and righteous and holy. But that's hard, because those things are so ephemeral. They at best seem just out of reach. And things earthly, we're constantly surrounded by things earthly, and we're constantly told that things earthly are what really matter. People spend billions and probably even trillions of dollars selling us on things earthly, convincing us that things earthly are what really matter. And if we don't have a massive accumulation of earthly things, be they literal things, stuff, as it were, or things like investment profiles, stock portfolios, IRAs, and substantial money market accounts to secure our earthliness, if we don't have these earthly things, we're foolish at best. Yet we gather here and we pray, grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. That is a difficult change. From reliance on ourselves and our earthly things to reliance on God and things heavenly. The whole congregation of the Israelites are complaining against Moses today. You know, you just can't make some people happy, and apparently, at least today, Moses and God could not even make one darn Israelite happy. They are in the wilderness, and no one, at least very few people, enjoys the wilderness. The wilderness is unknown. Regular creature comforts are not present in the wilderness, especially not in the wilderness into which Israel has moved. Granted, they're now free. They're no longer living under the rule of the Egyptians, but at this moment in time, freedom to them seems to be awfully costly. They've left all their earthly things and have taken off after things heavenly, the land of promise, the covenant with God, but that all seems too iffy. Food would be much more satisfying. So they complain, presumably loudly and bitterly. They say, if only we had died by the hand of the Lord in Egypt when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Better to have died full, I guess. And if that isn't gloom and doom whining, I don't know what is. You brought us out of bondage to save us so that we could be your people and you could be our God. And now look at this. Where are our flesh pots? Where is our cushy life in Egypt? Human memory is just so weak. We suffer so from our lack of faith, our lack of trust in God, and it appears that this lack of trust is nothing new. The memory of the deluge of water which overcame the Egyptians as they tried to pursue the Israelites, that memory has already faded. The exuberance of the night that their children were spared from death and all the plagues they survived, that memory has left them. They're hungry, and they don't trust that God has brought them into this wilderness for a reason, and that God will be with them and will sustain them all the way. What a perfect story we have as we look at our own stewardship, our own trust in God, our own response to God. And that's what stewardship is, an outward and visible sign of our inward and spiritual relationship with God. Stewardship is not literally one of the sacraments of the church, but it is a sacrament by definition as an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace. At its most basic level, stewardship is about giving. Our giving of ourselves. Our commitment to God, from the parts of our lives that matter to us the most. Being stewards means being responsible for, caring for. Stewardship, when it comes to God, means trusting God and relying on God. This year at Grace, we're entering a new stewardship education program. One that asks us to rethink our way of giving. One that asks us to shift from minding things earthly to loving things heavenly. Perhaps this will take some of us some time to adjust to, and that's fine. We're just beginning. And the way that we want to begin is by asking each of us to shift the way we look and our giving from a dollar figure to a percent figure. Rather than thinking, I'll give X amount of money to the church, to thinking, I will give X percent back to God from what God has given to me. We all know all the things that we've been given. Both things earthly and things heavenly come of God, and we are given grace upon grace. So what percent will we give back to things godly, things heavenly? Can we trust that God has brought us to this place for a reason? That God will sustain us in the wilderness and in the land flowing with milk and honey? Can we truly believe that we have been blessed to be a blessing, and that it truly is in giving that we receive? Tom and I tithe our income. The tithe is the biblical standard of giving, 10%. We actually exceed the tithe quite a bit. And I'm not telling you this in any self-righteous sort of way at all. When I first decided to tithe, I was very insecure about it. What if I needed that money? What if I didn't have enough to pay my bills or live in the lifestyle to which I had become accustomed? There are things in life that I enjoy. What if I couldn't enjoy them and had to scrimp and scrounge? Neither of which I'm very good at. I decided that I absolutely must trust that God would take care of me, no matter what. And that the least that I could do would be faithful to God who has always been faithful to me. So we tithe to the church. And we also give to other organizations that do godly work in the community and in the world. We have never lacked for anything. God has never let us down, and I know that God never will. Like everything else, it's a matter of perspective. Our gospel reading gives us a good reminder of perspective and the generosity of the one who is truly in charge. There is a landowner who hires a variety of folks throughout the day, beginning his hiring early in the morning and continuing to hire laborers throughout the day, finally hiring the last workers 1 hour before quitting time. Unbeknownst to the laborers, the landowner has contracted with each group for the same wage. Those who begin early in the morning receive the same wage as those who worked 1 hour, and they were hot when they found out. They, giving all their energy and attention to earthly things, assumed that since they had worked all day long, their pay would be much more than those who only worked 1 hour. And that makes so much sense to us that we have a hard time wrapping our minds around this parable. Of course they should make more. They worked longer. That is just logical. In our logic, yes. In God's logic, not so much. God, the landowner, says, you agreed to your wages. You said you would work for this amount, so that is what you have been paid. You need not worry about anyone else. And this is a whole lot like the parable of the prodigal son and the older brother, when the father says, you've always had everything that is mine. You've always been here. This is a shift from things earthly to things heavenly. What more can you have than what you have been given? You have it all. Everything. We may not have everything earthly that we covet, but we have everything heavenly that we need and more. And if we're honest, that's probably true for things earthly as well. Grant us, Lord, not to mind earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to hold fast to those that shall endure. How much we have been given. How much we have been blessed, both with earthly and with heavenly things. Amen.